Well, God's successful. Was the earth filled with good stuff? He said, I created man in my own image. In the image of God, he created both of them. And he said, be fruitful. How were they to be fruitful? How were they to be fruitful? They were to be fruitful by being just like God. Using words just like God. God is a speaking spirit. Guess what? So are we. That's who you are. You see this flesh, you start thinking, well, this is me. No, no, no. That's just a suit you wear. That's just a house you in. Your eyes is window you're looking out of it. But when you understand, I'm a spirit being. Created by God like God. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. I'm a spirit being created by God like God. And this natural world can't tell me who I am. I have to go to the one that created me. And when I go to the one that created me and where he says about me, I believe that. Then when I believe that, it will manifest when I say what he said. When I say about myself what God says about me, then what God says about me will happen according to these. And when I begin to say that all of my needs are supplied, when I begin to say I'm strong in the Lord, when I begin to say I can do all things, then when things come up, try to puzzle me, I do them anyway. So what did God use? Hello? What did God use? He used his word, right? Amen. Now, let's take another step here. Got to move. I mean, I could stay right here in Genesis 1 through 26 here all morning, but I got to take you a place. You need to see. If you learn this truth, because it's up to you. God makes nobody. God has never forced anybody to get born again. God has never forced anybody to get healed. God never forced anybody to receive his blessing. He makes them available. He said, matter of fact, he said in what? Deuteronomy 30 chapter and 15th verse, he said, I set before you what? Life and death. But he'll tell you what to do. He said, choose life. That he won't make you do it. Now you can, he said, he'll tell you what to do, but you have to make the choice. Hallelujah. I said, you have to make the choice. And the reason why you can make choices and good judgment because you got good information. You got good words. You got good revelation. You see the inside of it. Hallelujah. But you're not making decision in the dark. You're not making decision based on something you don't know. You got good light. But when you start making decisions on something you don't know and you're in the dark, you make bad decisions. So he said, listen to this. Got to move now. He said, Jesus used his faith. That's what God used. Because it hadn't been faith, he never would have given it to you. How did God create the world? He used his words of faith. His word will fill with his faith. His word will fill his faith. So now explain that to me. Faith, and I'm glad you asked. Now faith in Hebrew 11:1 said, now faith is. Notice. Real plain. If you can put it up there, it'd be good. Hebrew 11:1. I'm moving on. It'd be good if y'all can stay with me today. Hebrew 11:1. It says what? Now faith is. When is faith? Other word, if it's not now, is not faith. It didn't say someday faith will be. Didn't say that, did it? But it says now faith is. There's a reason for that. You know, we live in time. I'm going to say this real as quick as I can. And y'all listen up real good. Y'all got to have a good listening ear today. Amen. Now faith is, we live in time. How God did it, why he did it, I don't know all that. But I know he did it. But he lives in eternity. This earth, human being, as far as we know, human being, the record we have from the Bible, from what we know. Human being been on this earth about 6,000 years. We know the earth is older than that. Amen. But for God, listen up now. For God, he has no beginning. He has no ending. So he lives in a realm where there's no time. 1,000 years for the Lord is just like one day. One day to the Lord is like 1,000 years. Why? Because he doesn't live in time. He lives where? In eternity. And eternity is always now. Y'all need to get that. Eternity means it's right now. It's not someday will be, was. No, it's always now. That means God is present tense now, now, now. And so that's why he said, now faith is. When? Now. Now faith is. What is it? Then he said, it's substance. Substance of thing hope for. You have to hope. God don't have to hope. He got, because he has everything. But faith, he gave you faith to get what you hope for. Are y'all going to hear me today? He gave you faith to get what you hope for. What kind of life you want? Do you want to end up like Hitler? Or do you want to end up like Apostle Paul? Paul could say at the end, I don't think Hitler said this. Paul said at the end of his life on this earth, I have fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished the course. Now I'm ready. But I never found anything like that written about Hitler. I found where he killed a lot of folks, but he never talked about fighting a good fight of faith. Faith is now. Substance is something that you can grasp, take hold to. And faith is that substance in the realm of the unseen that God deposited in your heart when you got born again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And faith is evidence of things not seen. When you release faith, faith will reach into the unseen realm and get what belongs to you and bring it and manifest it in the now, and you will stand there with the evidence. I was hurting. I was sick. And the doctor had given up on me. But I took faith and reached in the unseen realm and took what belonged to me, and healing belonged to me now. And you got the evidence. I was hurting and the hope was, and I was giving up. But look at me now. I'm standing here with evidence. I'm alive, feeling good, free of pain, free of that disease. But what some people don't do, they don't understand the reality of the word, how real it is. So they use them loosely. They build stuff in their life that creates things that hurt them, destroy them, hold them back, and then they'll blame everybody else. If it wasn't for so-and-so, I wouldn't be, and no, it wasn't for your words.